Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talking about finances, personal level stuff. We talked about some of the bigger stuff, like commercial real estate coming up with a huge wall of debt, essentially can't be paid back, because apparently it's like one out of five commercial properties are completely empty, and that is likely going to result in some defaults on some loans, and that could result in a further bank crisis that could affect people outside of commercial real estate.
Yeah, one in five is pretty high.
It is. And so if you want to comment on those things, you can, but now we're focusing in on the individual and their personal finances, specifically the problems that young people are having, millennials and Gen Z, with their money and just not paying attention, disassociating, as some, I believe, psychologists are pointing out. They're calling it financial avoidance.
I think that's a little bit of it's true, but it's also like a little bit of a, like, what's the word? Like, just giving them an excuse. Like, it's like, these people are so traumatized, they're avoiding. And it's like, it's not that serious. It's just that people need to learn lessons and, I don't know.
Well, that's the problem, is by avoiding the issue, they're kicking the lesson down the way, right?
Like,
it's they're going to learn it eventually, hopefully, but it's going to be a big lesson instead of a little lesson. Like the one guy they gave an example of, he had a $500 credit limit and his dad happened to catch it. Like his dad was paying attention to the credit card bill and he had a conversation with his son, brought his attention to the issue, and they've since resolved the issue. But the average, according to whatever study it was, this was Credit Karma. The average credit card debt for millennials rose 29% from last year to this, up to $5,800 as of March.
That's not good, because as you pointed out, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck. Their money's going, it's not stretching as far as it used to, and they seem to be making up the difference by putting more on credit.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a terrible idea.
To give them, like, a little bit of a break, the people who are doing this, one thing that sucks is, like, if you're just thinking, like, I always get an $800 check every 2 weeks, and you're thinking you can pay things off and still afford to do things, and you're not considering the fact that prices are going up exponentially, then maybe, like, you just thought you could buy the things you normally do. I mean, it's bad when people aren't budgeting correctly like that, but
how about considering you could lose your job entirely or have your hours cut back? Or whatever. There's no guarantee it's going to be $800 or whatever every 2 weeks. But let's go to the phones here. We got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, Monty, you made the one comment earlier about sacrificing for 3 months so that you could have Coco or whatever you call your puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. And that's just looking forward to see the gain. I mean, it's like building a set of stairs. You got to be able to see them before you can build them. In your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm. Visualizing, yeah. Sure.
It actually wasn't to buy the dog. It was to pay off my credit card debt so that way I would allow myself to move, because I didn't want to go into an uncertain. But, yeah, I guess there are just some people who, I don't know why, they haven't developed the skill to think ahead and be like, I'm going to stop, you know, doing whatever, drinking or whatever that's costing money just for 3 months, so that way I have a better quality of life. And in those 3 months from now, it sucks so bad.
Well, isn't it not that they can't look ahead? It's that they're so caught up in this culture of instant gratification that they only care about what's happening now and their own urges.
What do you think, Major?
Yeah, I hate to say can't, but...
Well, that's what differentiates us from the animals, is that we can see forward.
Mm-hmm.
Store the nuts. and smoke the meat and, you know, do the things that you need to get through.
Well, I guess it doesn't differentiate us from the animals then, because ants and squirrels, they do that. They, you know, get ready for the winter.
Well, squirrels lose about 60% of the nuts they bury, quite frankly.
That's because they forget where they put them, though.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's really sad.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're squirrels.
They do, because there's always biscuits in our windows. It's so weird.
Yeah.
There are some kind of, like, bread type thing, and also sometimes just nuts that squirrels will put in our windowsills.
Squirrels are bringing you guys biscuits?
But I think
they're putting them there, I think, for safekeeping.
Safekeeping, then they forget, and we have to end up throwing them away, because it's been, like, months. Yeah. No squirrels come back for it.
All right, Major.
I mean, that's how squirrels end up planting trees, right? Is that they bury nuts and then they forget about them?
I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe so. What else, Major?
Yeah, that does have a lot to do with the forest growth. But on the financial thing, I just got my insurance bill.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are so poor that you got to go on a payment plan, okay, so the insurance bill was like $511 if I pay it off in a click, right?
What kind of insurance?
If I pay it off in installments. It's going to be about an extra $130.
Which insurance?
For 6 months. For auto insurance.
Auto, okay.
Just PLPD, just cheap as you can go, mm-hmm. right? But, so yeah, that's an extra $20-something dollars a month that a poor person really can't afford to pay.
Right.
At one time, I remember years ago, my daughter got in some kind of a financial crisis. She was out west and was too damn proud or stubborn to call me for help. But she went to one of these fast loan payday places on the corner, you know what I mean?
One of
high interest loans.
Yep, 30-50% or whatever.
Oh, it was horrific, man. She paid on this thing for a year, and then finally I got to talking to her about it, and she got honest with me. So I lent her like $800 to pay off a $1,000 loan that she'd been paying on for a freaking year.
Dang, that's so sad.
Wow.
Those people, are like predatory.
Yeah, how much do you think she'd paid on that $1,000 when all was said and done?
I think she was paying like $120, $150 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's like rent-to-own, man. Like, my family in the South, they do this crap all the time where they want a new 65-inch television.
I want it now.
Yeah, so they go to Staples or Rent-A-Center or whatever, and they rent one for $50 a week or whatever for 5 years.
I don't think Staples does that. Yeah, it's a Rent-A-Center.
But I don't
thing.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is sad.
Look at the number. They just look at the number on that payment plan. What, $32.95 a month? I can afford that.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't bother to do the basic math of multiplying it times however many payments it's going to be. And it's like you're paying 3 or 4 times as much as you would pay if you just bought the thing.
Yeah, just straight wait up. For your next tax return and buy it then.
For a yard sale for that washing machine, you could have got it for $35.
Yeah, great point. Major, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Those are smart. That's good advice, you know. There are ways to get things in life without having to go brand new. You get on the Craigslist, you get in the yard sales, and you can get cheap furniture and things like that. So, I mean, there are ways to cut back. But the point of the story here is that these younger people are not even thinking about it. They're just like, oh, whatever, I'll bring out the credit card.
Well, they probably get anxiety about buying something used, right? Like, oh, no, I'm a poor person now. I bought a used television off Craigslist. My friends are going to judge me.
Lots of Gen Z people like thrift stores.
Okay. Well, that gives me hope then.
All right.
I went to a thrift store the other day, and there was absolutely nothing in there I wanted, though. It was kind of like, wow, this is the worst thrift store I've ever been in. It's called Savers in Manchester, and I've always heard the Savers are really good. My friend worked at one in Austin and said it was awesome, but I never went to it, so I decided to go in there just looking for... I needed a box, like a cute box to keep something in, and I didn't eat... I was just like, wow, there's so many boxes, and they all suck. They're all like those stupid Christmas boxes.
Yeah, come back in a few months, see what else is there, because things move through all the time.
Then I went to Home Goods. And I really wanted to buy this $30 box, and I was like, this is so dumb, I really shouldn't. I'm still walking around the store, and I got lucky and found an even prettier box for sale for $8.
Yeah, good things come to those who wait in a lot of cases. So back to the story here from the Wall Street Journal, talking about people that are spending too much and just not paying attention. There was this girl who is apparently a financial advisor, a 28-year-old financial advisor who herself was spending $500 a month on online shopping and takeout. And then this year she embarked.
Good Lord.
Why even tell people you're a financial advisor at that point? I wouldn't even tell the newspaper that.
Well, I mean, that just, so she's got no discipline. She may, you know, be a great financial advisor, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean she's got discipline to apply that.
This year, she embarked on a challenge to keep her discretionary spending under $50 monthly, so a tenth of what she was spending. As a financial advisor, she says she knows how easy it is to be losing sight of her bigger goals. She said, people are really just prioritizing happiness, and a lot of folks see happiness in traveling, eating out, but simultaneously value larger long-term goals like owning a home and retiring with some wealth, she said. Young adults with lower-wage jobs may avoid budgeting and checking their bills because it makes them feel helpless, said professor of marketing at the University of Chicago. She said, Professor Sussman said, if you feel like you're really behind, then budgeting is also a reminder of how behind you are. If you set goals that are too high, it can be demotivating. It can also help to review what you spent in the past month with a financial buddy, said the head of behavioral science at J.P. Morgan Private Bank. This should be someone who isn't a romantic partner or family member, but someone who you trust enough to talk through certain purchases. It's forcing yourself to examine your own decisions. He recommends setting financial goals with friends. For example, if you're planning on going on vacation with someone, you can both agree to set aside $50 each week for the trip for the next 4 months, he said. That way, you're both holding each other accountable. And this isn't bad advice to have somebody that you can talk about your finances with in an honest way, although I don't know why they're saying, you know, your partner is a bad choice for that. Like, why wouldn't you, you know, if you have a partner that you care about, why wouldn't you want to be going over the finances?
I'm assuming they meant in addition to your partner. That's what my assumption is. Because you wouldn't want to hide it, but maybe your partner has the same spending habits that you do.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe, I don't know. It says it should be someone who isn't a romantic partner. Maybe they mean, like, your current girlfriend who you're not living with. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're actually living with somebody, then that's the ideal person to have a conversation with about a budget. So I think it's strangely phrased to give it its most credit. But that's the basic story here, and this is something that, you know, people can take away something from. If you aren't paying attention to your finances, there's no better time than now to start doing that. It probably doesn't have to take a lot of your time any given month, but you should be looking at your spending. You should be looking at, you know, what kind of credit cards do you have?
I'm sure there's, like, some kind of, like, an app for that, too, because, like, one thing I started to do, because I was listening to Free Talk Live, I was like, maybe I should make myself a budget, and I tried to make one on, like, Excel, and it wasn't really helping me. Like, I feel like I would have been better served if I looked up if there was, like, an app that does those things for you.
I bet there is, yeah.
Like, tells you how much you spent on what category. I mean, my bank kind of did that, but it was really bad. Like, it wasn't always accurate. It would be like, you spent this much on entertainment, and I'd be like, what? And I'd look at it, and it's like, oh, well, this wasn't entertainment, you know.
I mean, yeah. I've used some of these apps before. Like, Clio is one of them. Dave is another. I think I would recommend between the two. Clio is probably a little bit better. Dave, they took $20 from me 1 month, and they weren't supposed to. I don't remember. Yep, you know, they have a subscription fee, and I don't remember exactly what the specifics were, because this was like 4 years ago or whatever. But anyway, I was upset about it, so I would not recommend them. But Clio, they
Clio
did this.
You have to pay for Clio, yeah.
I don't recall.
I would think if you're having serious money issues, you shouldn't get one that you need to pay for. If anything, just
get
a paper and pencil.
Well,
and
it's likely a dollar or two per month, right? It's probably
really
reasonable.
And well, it'll keep track. You're going to help me first. Like, give me a free, you know, free trial or something like that where I can see results. You're actually helping me cut back on $100 a month. Okay, you can have $3 a month or whatever.
Yeah, you give these access to your bank accounts and, you know, your debit cards and stuff like that. And they just sort of monitor it like, okay, well, you went to, you know, Lab and Lager this Friday and you spent $70. And that $70 on entertainment you didn't have to spend. And they do have a roast me mode that's pretty cool where it's like, hey, you spent $400 at the bar this year, and then, you know, it'll roast you for that. So
they're
pretty cool.
That's neat.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
The other thing is just, like, I would constantly be opening my bank and looking at the statement and seeing, like, if anything came out that I didn't know about, or just seeing, like, trying to realize how much money I had left. And I know people who don't do that, and that blows my mind.
And like, it's one of the most basic things you can do. It's just at least once a month.
Once a month, like every day.
Well, I mean, every day is even better, but, you know, once a month, once a week or
something
like that.
Because then it could just come out and you'd be like, oh my gosh, that came out. And then you end up with a withdrawal fee because you didn't realize something came out and you thought you had this much to spend.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, back when we were doing Bitcoin selling, if you weren't paying attention to that bank account every day, there's a good chance somebody steals your bank account information because you're giving it out to people to make deposits in your bank account. And they're just like, oh, I'm going to pay my car bill this month with your bank account. And they put your routing number and your account number into their car payment or whatever. And then all of a sudden you get a debit for $2,000 from Toyota. And you're like, what the hell's going on?
It's crazy.
And if you don't jump on that right away... If you don't find that until a month later, it's actually too late. It actually gets very, very difficult to challenge that. So if there's an unauthorized debit from your account, you want to be aware of that happening as soon as possible. So you can call the bank and say, whoa, this isn't my Toyota account. I don't know who this is. And then they reverse the charge. But it takes time.
And it's crazy how easy the American banking system makes this, right? All you need is someone's routing number and account number. And you have basically full access to their account. Yeah. You can write checks from their account if you want. It's crazy.
That is so insecure. It's crazy.
Incredibly insecure. And this is one of the benefits of cryptocurrency because you don't give out your private key to anyone with cryptocurrency. In fact, it's hard to get your private key. And that's the thing that allows you to be able to spend the crypto. If you give somebody a public crypto address, that's okay because all they can do is send you money. They can't authorize debits to come out of your account like with these bank accounts. So your advice is good advice. I think even though we're not financial advisors, your suggestions are good suggestions here. It's like pay attention to these things. And if you feel overwhelmed, maybe you have too many accounts, right? Like maybe, you know, you've gone beyond the level that you can handle. Maybe you don't need 5 credit cards. Right? Maybe you only need 1 or none. Bonnie, you said you don't even have a credit card. Now, of course, if you don't have a credit card, then you probably aren't building credit unless you have a loan of some sort.
Are you buying a house? Why else do you need credit?
Well, most people are going to need to buy a house or a car at some point.
Yeah, at some point. Although, you know, in my opinion, the best way to buy a car is to get a used car that you can afford to buy. That way you don't have car payments.
Sure.
In that case. Personally, I've never had a car payment because I always just buy a car with cash, essentially.
I've done both. And, you know, if you make the payment, it's not that big a deal. I mean...
Yeah, it's pretty
probably
it's
paying
pretty
a little bit more in interest, but you know, it's
if you need to have a car and that's the only way you can get it, then that's what you got to do.
Luckily, I mean, I was really lucky in the fact that I had a dad who, I had to ask him, but he co-signed with me for my car once I destroyed my one car. Like, I just paid my mom cash for a car that she had almost paid off. I just paid the rest of it off, got that car, then I destroyed it on accident.
Oof.
In a blink of an eye. It was ridiculous. And I had to get another car. It had to be like a nicer car because I did Uber Eats and I was actually like happened to be in between jobs in that moment. Like I had to do Uber Eats, so it was like really scary. So my dad co-signed with me. Not everyone has that, so that's a good reason to have
credit. So that's why you got the loan, because you didn't have the credit because your dad did it.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, so, you know, credit, it's kind of a stupid system, right? Like I had the credit card that I have had for the last several years that I've paid every month on time, every time. They sent me a notice a few months ago saying, and I was surprised they even told me this much. They said, we've become aware of an adverse court decision against you.
Really?
And we're going to cancel your credit card account because of it.
Wow.
And
I'm also surprised they told you that much.
Yeah, so now I have no credit card because that was the only one that I had. And what was interesting was I went and I checked my credit report after that, and my credit went down. So just because the account got closed, that actually hurts your credit score. So they say that one of the things you're supposed to do is once you get the credit card, always have that credit card. Just keep on having that credit card. And even if you don't use it that much, you know, like you put a gas, you know, fill up your gas pump or whatever, so just here and there.
Yeah.
Just keep that credit card away. Keep it out there. You know, don't carry a balance like we're talking about here, but pay it off whenever you can pay it off. Doesn't matter if you don't use it much, just the fact that it's there. And if you're paying it off on time, that contributes to your credit. But if they close the account or you close the account, credit score goes down.
Okay.
So there's like all these weird rules when it comes to, you know, the credit score system that they just don't teach you about, you know? And I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that.
I figured, oh, you know, I've always been good with paying this account. It's no big deal if I close it. Well, apparently it was like, I don't know, 50 points or something like that.
Whoa.
Worth of a big deal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not terribly surprised, though. I mean, the people who make the credit score rules, and I mean, they don't care about you.
No, no. They're the credit people, right?
Right.
Like, they want to promote credit companies.
They want to make money.
Yeah. Speaking of credit, a related story I've been holding on to for like maybe a couple weeks here, waiting for, I think you guys are a good night for this one, and it's directly in line with what we were just talking about from MarketWatch. More Americans are now using Buy Now, Pay Later services to pay for groceries.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, and we've talked about this Buy Now, Pay Later. Bonnie, it's something you've had some familiarity with in the past. Something that you've used to buy things that you were interested in.
That I didn't need, but I was like, oh, I can make it cheaper.
Per month. It's still the same price, right?
It's still the same price, yeah, but I don't have to spend all my money right now. I'll spend less multiple times. And the thing is, it doesn't have interest. If it had interest, I might have not been interested.
Yeah, that is the sales pitch on the buy now, pay later, that, hey, look, you're paying the same price. It's just you're spreading out the payments over these 4 months or whatever, so... Yeah, you know, it helps for budgeting, in theory, right? Now, of course, once again, you cannot foresee what things are going to be happening to you in the next 4 months. So all of a sudden, your power bill may jump up, and now you can't make the buy now, pay later payment, in which case then you will be paying interest because you miss a payment. So if you make all the payments on time, there's no interest. But if you miss a payment, then they are going to charge you interest. And so that's one of the ways they make money. Buy now, pay later, as we also learned, makes money from the companies that they do business with.
Right.
So when you're checking out at, I don't know, oldnavy.com or whatever, and it asks you if you want to do buy now, pay later, it's true, you yourself are not paying an extra fee, at least knowingly, for that. But behind the scenes, Old Navy is paying like 6% of the transaction to the buy now, pay later company for essentially getting them the sale.
I see this sort of crap advertised all the time when I'm doing online shopping, mm-hmm. or get this in 4 easy payments or whatever. Yep. And I've never really thought about that being, you know, get now, pay later or whatever it is.
Yes, guess who?
That's stupid. Well, just pay for it.
Guess who that appeals to?
People who don't have the money to, or the discipline?
Gen Z, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, young people, typically young people, people who aren't paying attention, people who don't know what their finances are and who just want to kick the can down the road. And it's one thing if you can, I mean, Bonnie, in your case, you were at least paying attention to your finances to the extent to where you knew you could make these payments.
Yeah, but I guess it is true that if, like, my car just suddenly crapped out on me, yep. and I couldn't do Uber, then it would have been SOL. But sure, I guess sure. I'm just realizing tonight just how incredibly lucky I am.
Indeed. A lot of these people are getting into these situations now for groceries. And... that's not good. We'll talk about why that is coming up here in a moment. The number 603-283-6160. These are dangerous systems to begin with for the reasons some of the reasons we just specified. But it's one thing if you're buying a cute little, you know, tchotchke at the store that's not a big deal. But if you have to use this for your groceries, that's kind of scary. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Federal investigators say China set up a secret police station in New York City. There are 2 Chinese suspects in custody now. A top federal prosecutor in the Big Apple, Breon Peace, announced the charges.
The defendants, Liu Jianwang and Chen Jinping,
were arrested earlier this morning at their homes in New York City.
Officials say the Chinese government was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. The top federal prosecutor said the station was right in the heart of New York City, in Manhattan's Chinatown. The Defense Department is still assessing the scope and scale of the recent leak of classified documents. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters Monday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a comprehensive review of measures taken to protect classified info, with recommendations due in 45 days. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about people's finances on an individual level and some critical mistakes that people are making. In many cases, younger people with their finances. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to tell your story about how things were going wrong and maybe you got them back on the right track. If you want to share that with us, feel free. 603-283-6160. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. Let's go to your phone calls first, though. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you know, I just want to bring up the fact that they picked out 20 worst intersections, and they're going to give live red light camera tickets for red light camera violators.
Weren't they already doing
that? I'm avoidancing. I accidentally just blocked out everything Sarah said.
Weren't they already doing red light cameras?
No, we don't have. We just have speeding bans. But they're finding out, since it's springtime, people are just running around and driving around and...
Oh, wait. Didn't you tell us a few years back that they had red light cameras, but then they got rid of them because they were causing accidents?
No, because they had an election. So all the people that got angry that were getting the ticket, they emailed and texted 30 of their friends, and then we had 3,000 more people that voted against it on a non-binding election.
So wait, there was an actual question on the ballot asking if people wanted to keep red light cameras?
That's correct. I voted on that election. It only read red light cameras, not red light cameras and speeding.
And what was the percentage? How bad did that thing get defeated? Do you remember?
Okay, so I remember, 20,000 people voted against it. Mm-hmm. And 17,000 people like myself voted for it. So it's like a $3,000 vote difference.
So now they're talking about bringing them back?
No, what they're going to do is what they want is they want a live officers to give them a ticket. And this will be more than just going on your credit. Like
cops. Why it is. The police want to do that because then that's more hours for the police. That's what it's about.
It also gets them for points against your license. And this time when the police does it, it's going to go against your insurance company.
Why
also.
Couldn't they just change the rules?
Who?
Well, I mean,
I think that they just tricked Sarah.
Okay, they say they don't want the red light cameras. That only hurts go on your credit report, like you're talking about, the credit. They got rid of that. They tore up the tickets, didn't pay, and so everybody had to bail them out. So they would say, I want a live officer to give me a ticket or live person because there's not any, we're short like 1,300 officers. There's no, and it's always 50 times you run.
So how are they going to do this? If they're short of 1,000 officers, how are they going to?
What she's saying, Sarah, or Ian, is Sarah is saying that the people who like running red lights or like speeding or whatever want it to be a live officer because it's going to be difficult for them to do that. Right,
that's correct. But the flip side of it is, when they catch you, it will go against, it will points on the driver's license. Eventually, enough of this, you'll lose your license for a year.
Does that make you feel excited?
Well, I mean, I got excited enough to call you guys about it, right? Because, look at, here in New Mexico.
Stop saying, look at, Sarah. Also, I cannot stress how much I don't care about your traffic in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Me neither. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight.
That was a surprisingly good call, though, from Sarah, considering it's about traffic. But
that's funny. I didn't even notice her saying look it, but apparently she was doing that a lot.
Yeah, no, she always does that. She says, no, look it. And I don't know anyone else that does that. It's like a little kid thing.
It started a few weeks ago.
Really?
Because you didn't used to do it. But now it's look it.
Let's go to the phones here. David in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Sarah has always done that, and that goes way back to, I don't know, decades and decades and decades ago. That was kind of a thing.
Wow.
Yes.
And I'm going to become a cop.
Are you?
Yeah,
the money, huh?
Well, because they how come they get Bonnie Cam and I can't have Bonnie Cam?
What? What does that mean?
You were talking about earlier there was a shooting and they had Bonnie Cam.
Oh, body cams, ha, ha, ha.
I always think that songs that say body sound like they're saying Bonnie, like there's a song
like
I like.
Let the Bodies Hit the
Yes,
Floor?
Yes, it sounds like Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, and I don't like that.
Bodies Hit the Floor.
Yeah, I don't like that. But one song is called Body, and I always, whenever I'm singing the song, I just sing Bonnie.
What else, David?
Something to look out for with your card accounts and vendors like your phone company, let me tell you one thing. Squirrels are not as dumb as you think. I was camping one year now, and I was sleeping in the back of my camper, and I backed up to a spot. I backed into a spot, and I woke up in the morning to somebody throwing rocks at my camper because it was going boom, boom,
yep.
Boom. Every 30 seconds or so, a rock would hit my camper, and I'm like, who the hell is out there doing that to me? And so I instead of getting out to find out what kind of psycho was doing that, I just laid there until it stopped about 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, after about 8 of them, 9 of them had hit. And there was nobody, I went out and there was nobody out there.
I bet it was a big foot.
And then all of a sudden it started again. And it was this little red squirrel 60 feet up in a tree. And he was dropping ripe pine cones that were full of nuts. And so the point is, these little squirrels are smart enough, instead of going up, getting a pine cone, and then running all the way down the tree with the pine cone, they have a thought process where they're thinking ahead. They're going up there and dropping all of the pine cones, and then they're going down on the ground and collecting them.
Cleaning it up. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, yeah. So what about the credit cards?
Did you see the squirrel do it? Because I bet it was Bigfoot.
it was Bigfoot, and... But I don't want people to think I'm more nuts than they already think I am, so I just said it was a squirrel.
No one thinks anything about you, David.
All right, the credit card thing.
Say,
let's hear it.
Say what are you?
I said no one thinks anything about you.
What about the credit card thing? Let's hear it.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you for that punch, Aria.
You're welcome.
What I'm not doing anymore, and other people may want to consider it, is I either buy my new phones from Verizon, my phone vendor, or I order it direct from I buy Motorola phones, so I order it direct from Motorola. And I'm no longer going to buy it from Verizon because here's what Verizon did.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered a phone from Verizon because they gave me a deal. They said that they would there was a phone on special. They would take $760 off the full retail. It was like 900 and some.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just put it on my. They would divide it by 36 months and just put the $7 a month on my bill.
Okay.
And so they sent me the phone. And then I noticed on my bill, they're charging me $35 a month for the phone.
Oh.
And I called up and I'm like, you know, what's up with that? Actually it was $25 a month. And what they had done instead of giving me, the salesperson told me $760 off. And then when I called up, they had only taken $350 off instead of $760.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what's up with that? And they said, oh, well, it wasn't $760 off. It was up to $760 off.
Based on what?
Yeah. Based on the phone that you sent them in trade, your old phone.
Okay.
The salesperson very clearly did not say that, and I record all my phone calls, and so I can prove it. But that's
so what are you going to do about it? Are you going to send it back, or what's the plan?
I spent 14 hours on the phone with them over a period like an hour and a half to 2 hours of phone call for enough calls that it added up to 14 hours, and I recorded them all, and they still couldn't get it straightened out because they're basically unintelligent people that they have working there, and so they can't figure it out. And then they tell you that they're going to do something, and they say, okay, we're going to do this to your bill, and it'll take two or three bill cycles to appear, and it never, ever
appears. Then you got to wait 3 months before you can call them back. Man, dealing with cell phone companies can
terrible.
Really suck. Thank you for the call, David. I appreciate the story.
People that don't care. Having to, deal with the public.
And just the scummy kind of, sign up, you get these deals, and then the deal wasn't what you thought it was.
I always just keep my phones off Amazon. I never get the newest phone.
Yeah, I can't imagine spending $1,000 on a phone. I just can't, I would never consider it. To me, it's like when you buy a computer, and you're doing, that's what you're doing, you get a phone, by the way.
Yeah.
The phone's just a small computer. When you buy a computer, I never buy the top-of-the-line computer. You always go for, the mid-range because you get the best value per gigahertz or value per, amount of RAM or whatever. Like, per dollar that you spend, you get a better value in the sort of sweet spot in the middle.
You build your own anyway?
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it's true, I think, also of the pre-builts. But certainly when you build your own, you don't get the highest... And processor, you get the mid-level one that's, not too expensive.
And no one needs the high-end processor.
No, almost no one does. So the same thing's true with these phones. It's you don't need the balls-to-the-wall, crazy new $1,000 phone when a $200 phone is going to be able to run every single app that the other phone can run.
Yep.
If you go too cheap, then you're probably going to have some issues, right? You can get a phone for $30, but...
You can't, do Uber Eats if you have a $30 phone.
Right. There's
something
certain,
like that.
Certain apps that aren't going to work on it, and it's going to not have enough RAM. You won't be able to put as much stuff on there as you want to. But if you go in the middle of the range for, $200 to $300, you're probably fine. And then if you go on Amazon and you get one of the refurbs, you can get a $200 phone sometimes for, $100 or $115. I mean, and in my experience, refurbs work fine. So, again, talking about ways to cut down on the amounts that you're spending on things. But then you own the phone, and in many cases, you can move that phone from one service provider to another. You don't even have to, it's not obligated to that one network. You can go somewhere else, which, again, helps you keep the prices down. So, we're talking about people and making poor decisions financially. Buy now, pay later. Is definitely one of them, according to MarketWatch. The concept has exploded in popularity in recent years. Americans have been using this form of lending in which the cost of a purchase is typically divided into four payments over several weeks or months to buy everything from clothes to Peloton bikes. But now there's a new trend.
Well, those are expensive, by the way.
Yeah. People are using the payment method for smaller items like groceries. Buy now, pay later, referred to in the payments industry as BNPL, is a new spin on the concept of layaway. It allows consumers to get the product up front, divide their payment into installments paid over a longer period with little or no interest, as long as they make their payments on time. And then they mentioned some of the companies that are doing this. Afterpay, Klarna, Affirm, PayPal.
Afterpay, that's like the main one that came out first, and I can never remember the name. For some reason, I always remember Klarna, which is like a newer one.
Swedish or something, I think.
But yeah. Afterpay was like the first one.
And a company called Zip. In the first 2 months of 2023, the share of online grocery orders made using Buy Now, Pay Later grew by 40%.
Ooh, that's so not good.
Compared with the same period a year ago, according to data released by Adobe Analytics. The overall rise in BNPL online orders, meanwhile, grew by 10% over the same period, and overall online BNPL revenue fell by 19%, meaning the even though the number of orders is increasing, the average dollar amount for each order has fallen. The trend may be partly due to the fact that Americans are simply spending more money on groceries online. Online grocery spending grew by nearly 27% year over year to $8.4 billion in February.
Online grocery spending, like from Amazon?
Well, this is
I guess I just don't think to do that a lot.
This is what I was going to ask as well. Does this mean people using... What's that company that Dave in New York worked for like 5 minutes where he went
Instacart.
To... That's it. Yeah, Instacart. It's like the Uber of groceries,
yeah.
Right? Where you put
That's
together...
what I thought of first, but then I thought of like... Sometimes Aria has just ordered a specific grocery item from Amazon, So I thought that might be what they mean.
I think that would count. I mean, Amazon has almost everything except, like, fresh milk, right? Like, you just can't get produce, and you can't get cold items from Amazon, right?
I just never think to do that. I'm always like, oh, I gotta keep looking around in the stores around Keene to see if they got this thing I saw on the internet, but I never really think to go to Amazon.
I mean, maybe Amazon added those categories recently, but I remember looking previously and they didn't have them, but it may have been a few years ago that I was looking at that, so, like, you want pantry items, you can get all that stuff from
Amazon. Oh, actually, there is another thing that Amazon does that, like, my oldest brother, he's, like, on meth, or at least he used to be, so my mom, to help him out without, like, enabling him would give him like a certain amount of grocery, like a gift card that could only buy groceries from Amazon.
Really?
Something like that. Huh. I don't know if it was a gift card, but something like that.
Restricted gift card somehow.
Or maybe she would just send him groceries from Amazon. I don't know.
Well, I do want to say that just because Amazon has the thing doesn't mean that's the best place to get the thing.
Right.
You know, a lot of people presume, oh, if it's on Amazon, it must be cheaper.
Like the cheapest.
No. We were looking, Bonnie and I were looking for Valentina hot sauce recently, which we both love. It's like the cheapest, the most like
it's
plentiful.
The best.
It's, I mean, it's not the hottest sauce, but
it just tastes so good.
It's very flavorful. It comes from Mexico, so it's an actual, it's an import product.
Okay.
And it's cheap. It's just so cheap. Like, you can just put it on everything, and it just lasts for a long time, because you can get these 34-ounce bottles of it. Which are a very large, you know, bottle.
Sure.
And
like, then you can get the extra hot one. It's a little hot.
Yeah, the extra hot's the way I don't even know if I've ever had the not, the, whatever the regular one is. But if you go to Walmart, you'll get, there's like a 16-ounce bottle that they might have, maybe. That's typically the size. But if you want to
get the 34-ounce. Well, you're talking about in New Hampshire. In Texas, I could go to Walmart and get whichever
34s.
One I wanted. Yeah.
So, anyway, you can order these online from Amazon, and we were like, all right, well, you know, if you're going to order it online, you might as well get a few bottles, because it's
yeah.
going to pay the shipping cost. But they wanted, like, the exact, like, we totaled it up, and it was, like, $25 for the bottles, but then, like, $25 shipping on top of that.
You don't have Amazon Prime?
No.
I don't know if it would have qualified, and no, we don't. Because, anyway, so, but then we found another
place. Yeah, I would
place.
Not order anything on Amazon if I didn't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, and then we found another place that sold the bottles for, like, $4 a piece, and with, a cheap shipping rate, we saved $25.
And it was shocking, because it was, like, a small, not chain store in San Antonio that we ordered to our house in New Hampshire.
Yep.
I had never heard
Very
of
cool.
them. But We also got some of my favorite Mexican candies because we were looking at the website.
But you got to shop around. I mean, you can't just, again, this is just basic consumer stuff here. You don't just buy it all in one place if you're looking to save some money.
Another topic about, like, related to this stuff is, like, I think that it's unfair to judge a young single woman the same way, like, for handling finances, the same way you judge a young single male. Because
why?
It's like, because their brains are different. I literally won't think to do things that Ian does.
Hold on. Aren't women supposed to be developed sooner than men?
Not in the same ways.
Therefore, shouldn't women be harsher?
No, like, the thing is, like, women develop emotional understanding quicker than men. Not, let me look on the internet for 4 hours wasting my time when I could be doing my makeup.
Are you saying that men are more financially capable than women?
By nature? I don't know if I buy that.
I think so. I feel like
it's just about
whenever I was
raised.
Like in between boyfriends, I feel like I was doing stupid things. And then I'd have a boyfriend, they'd be like, "You shouldn't be doing that. That's stupid." And I'd be like, "Oh."
I don't know. I think it's how
with
you're
my
raised.
Money specifically.
I blame parents for how people spend money and how they handle their money. They didn't teach. You don't teach your kids how money works. You don't teach them how to save. You don't teach them good spending habits. Then they're gonna have bad habits until they figure it out.
I think that most people, you know how to save. Then that would be sort of my point here. That they know how, right?
Mm-hmm. But not.
They're not, because they don't see the benefit in delaying gratification.
Mm. Right? Well, it's going to get worse with hyperinflation. Then there's no reason to save.
That was definitely a problem of mine, but also it was just like I didn't have the... I don't know what it is to sit on the internet and compare which one was the best water head filter if I was going to buy a water filter like Ian.
Well, it's good to research what you're going to buy, right? Especially if you don't know about the thing you're buying.
Especially if you're on a limited budget as well. So back to buy now, pay later. They're saying here that the online grocery spending has grown 27% year over year to $8.4 billion in February. Other categories were also popular for people buying now and paying later. Home furnishing purchases grew by 38%, and apparel purchases by 8%. Electronic purchases, though, fell by 14%. Again, we're talking about just buy now, pay later purchases.
See, this is the opposite of what I would expect. I would expect electronics and clothing to be way, way up, while everything else would be way down.
Apparel was the largest category that consumers used BNPL for from 2019 to 2021.
That's not the only thing I've ever seen it on, is usually like clothing stores.
But orders made up more than 50% of all orders. Apparel orders made up more than 50% of all orders in 2021 using BNPL. Why are people using BNPL for groceries? Well, high prices are driving consumers toward these services. The rise in grocery orders using BNPL is also a sign that consumers are buying groceries in bulk online and utilizing special promotions.
Well, isn't that smart?
It can
be. If that's really the case.
If you're getting a better price and if it doesn't go bad on you. Like if you buy in bulk, but then you don't eat the product before it goes bad, then you've just thrown a bunch of money down a hole. So you do have to be careful. The pandemic also drove some grocery shopping online. Inflation rate was 6% higher in February than a year ago, but grocery prices soared 10.2% over the same period, according to government data. And we all know that those numbers are inaccurate. Across income levels, households are cutting back on spending and finding different ways to manage costs, including dining out less, always a good plan, and taking advantage of discounts and store promotions. People who use BNPL for purchases tend to be more financially distressed than non-users, according to a March report, which means they are the last people who should be using buy now, pay later. If you are, quote-unquote, financially distressed, that means you are stretched too thin. You can't make all your payments on time. You don't have enough money in the bank to make these payments. And so, therefore, it is incredibly risky. As Bonnie pointed out, you don't know when the, you know, alternator is going to go bad in your car. And it's obviously more important to get your car fixed than to pay for your clothing purchase at the buy now, pay later. But that means you're going to then pay the interest price on the buy now.
I would suggest that buy now, pay later shouldn't even exist because, as you mentioned, the kind of person using it is exactly the kind of person who isn't financially secure enough to be using it. So if you are financially secure enough to be using
it, need it,
then you don't need it.
There's also more, the same person who uses buy now, pay later are also more likely to be an active user of, surprise, other credit products, such as payday loans and credit cards, the report added. People earning from $20,000 to $50,000 a year, as well as black, Hispanic, and female consumers, tend to be more regular users of buy now, pay later. Is it true what Bonnie's saying here? Are women less financially intelligent than men? Is that something to do with being a female, or does it have to do with how they're raised? You know,
well, it definitely has to do with how you're raised. Like, but then again, I don't know, because my older sister is so much dumber at finance than me. Like, she's always saying stuff like, well, it just shouldn't be that way. It's like, that's not going to change that it is.
Yeah.
But wow. And she had the same parents
as
me.
The wind.
I remember one time just getting in a fight. Me and my dad were on the same side, and she was on the opposite side about, I can't remember the exact details, but it was like the first time I realized, like, she's actually so dumb. And it was because she was saying, like, if my dad was trying to tell us something about being financially intelligent having to do with cars, and she was just like, I don't remember what she was saying, but she was like, it just shouldn't be that way, so I would just do this. It was like a hypothetical situation. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we had the same dad telling us the same thing. Mm. She just did the avoidance thing and wouldn't, like, accept that she was wrong.
She's also crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that may be a factor there.
It could be, and I mean, just because you have the same parents doesn't mean the parents raised you the same way.
That's true. Yeah, maybe they made some mistakes with her. She's older.
Just by like a year.
They got it right with you. Consumer advocates are concerned about the risks associated with BNPL, which are usually less regulated, so that would make any difference whatsoever, than credit card services. Because, the credit card services are just so good for people because of the regulations.
The payday loan thing and credit cards, they're all regulated.
Yeah.
And they're
still screwing people.
Debit card overdrafts are all regulated, and they screw people over all the time.
And not surprisingly, buy now, pay later services charge extremely high interest rates if consumers don't repay their loan on time. Quote, while a pay-in-4 plan doesn't usually charge interest, the longer-term plans may charge an APR of up to 30%, according to NerdWallet in 2022. Fees, like for late or rescheduled payments, range from $1 to $10 and are sometimes capped at 25% of the purchase value, depending on the company. If you're struggling to pay your bills or start an emergency fund, steer clear of buy now, pay later. Because of the convenience, there's a big price to pay, and you may end up overspending quite a bit. Out of time for tonight. We will continue tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Join our social media at social.freetalklive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.